Aleph, Amar Rav Shizvi. A little more than 10 lines down. Kilar Dinan Kechumre debate Shrei. That which we can't do, take the Chumras of two different opinions. Hecha the Sasri Adori, in case we're doing the two Chumras, will be a contradiction. During, for example, Shidra Megagurlis, the spine or the skull, Titnan, learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah Arlis, Hashidra Megagurlis, Shechosru. So the loch is a create tumas oil, a bosser, an etzim, a piece of bone the size of a barley corn, a kasara we had before, is batama b'mago b'masa, by touching it or by moving it, carrying it literally, any movement, if you move it, that's called maso. Not b'oil. The batama b'oil, so it has to be roiv minyan or roiv binyan, or a river of a kav, or the shidra or the gogolos. Either one of those two, if you have a fully intact shedra, a fully intact gogolos, they create tumas oil. So if they're chaser, they no longer create a din of tumas oil, then only a din of tumas magar masa. What's called that it's missing and therefore it's no longer matama b'oil. Two vertebrae. One vertebrae. So it means according to Basila, once it's missing one, it's no longer matama b'oil. And the Bishama, even if one is missing, it's still matama b'oil. It's not matama b'oil if two are missing. So that's a chumra. Bishama is being machl. The gogarlis, what's called the chasorin in the gogarlis that takes away the tumah. Bishamir amrim kumaloi mekadeach, the size of a mekadeach was an awl. Okay. Bishalo amrim, keshinotum in the chai b'yamas, the mountain which there's been the tilim in the chai b'yamas, which. The Mishnah Vedder says it's Kamloi Pika, if I recall correctly. Kamloi Pika is the end of a. I think it's called the distaff of the woman. It's the size of an Isser coin, if I recall correctly. The size of a coin, an Isser, called an Isser. I'm not sure how big that is. Okay. That's the Mishnah. Vamar Vihura Mer Shmuel.
How is that relation to the all size?
It's larger than number of pikas. It's a larger amount. The size of an Issachar is larger than the. So again, so Basilil is another way. I want to say it's smaller. Basilil is smaller. So Basil is being makel. If less is missing already, it's no longer tomei b'oil. Vamar Yehuda Mishmol b'chenli and Shrefer. The same achlokas which you have regards to tumas oil. That same achlokas applies to Shrefer, an animal which is missing vertebrae will become a Shrefer. According to Bishamai, it'll become a Shrefer if it's missing two vertebrae. If it's missing one, it won't be a treifa. Bisilil says, even if it's missing one, it'll become a treifa. So Bisilil over here is being machmer. If it's missing one, according to Bisilil, it's a treifa. According to Mishama, it's not. So comes along this person. He wants to paskin the gabi treifa. If it's missing one, it's a treifa. Gabi tuma. If it's missing one, it's still tame. It's only Torah if it's missing two. So he's being machmer like Bishamai. By tumah, he's being machmer like Basila by treif. More so, that's a stira because the two are interconnected. If this is considered, it's no longer intact, and therefore that's why it's tor. So over here, it's not intact, and it should be a treif. You tell me over here, it's still intact. and therefore it's tamei. It was still intact over here. It's not a treifa. So that's a stira. Again, so Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah says that to paskin, to say I don't know how to paskin, I'm not sure how to paskin, therefore I'm going to in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Aleph, therefore I'm going to be makar in both cases. That's fine. That's the rule of, when you have a suffix, you go speak of the rice of the chumrah. But a case that you're saying you're going to paskin and you're going to paskin like this over here, like that over there, that's foolish. It means you're paskin a steer, you're paskin intrinsically a steer in your psak. Rashi is much of whether even in the Gabi case of Suffolk you wouldn't do that because it's a steer. Inshallah, what would you do according to Rashi? Difficult to understand Rashi.
I mean, it's interesting because I mean if you know the Shiloh came up that you know Kohen to be Matam Lohel, and he says, look, I want to be Machmir, I'm not going to walk into the room. So you'd call him a ksil, that you know is
if a kohen. What I mean, that, all,
so, in other words, what he takes is a sheval taisa. That he's refraining from walking into the room because you know he wants to you know be machmir.
Again, if some person was a posek and he's paskening. He's saying, you know, I'm gonna pass on this over there and that over there. So that's foolish. Why are you afraid to go into a room when there's you passing that it's Torah? Right. Okay. So, but the more Abul Hechad Olay Sasya Dadi Abdinan, the case where it's not a stira, you have a right to pass in like this one over here and that one over there. Now, Beisham is still more discussed before. Maybe the psak is like Beisil, and that's it. But in general, you have machlokes between two opinions. You have Rav and Shmuel argue in multiple places in Shas. I can pass in like Rav one place and Shmuel another place. I'm not bound to Rav that Rav has to be my. I have to follow Rav in every single case. Again, if it's a person who's being paskening a shayla, he's not a person who has. A person has a rub is a different story. A person not Megillah or raw, you know, so then that's more as just taking everybody's kulos, you know, or whatever. More says
what about the person who's not?
You're not Megillah
or raw, so taking everyone's.
A person not Megillah or raw. So how does he decide a halacha kishu? So he has somebody who is a Megillah Rav, but she who goes to and answers his questions. Goes to his Rav. So let's say he says, you know, that Rav A is Mekel in areas A. So for those areas, I go to Rav A. And Rav B is Mekel in areas B, so I go to that Rav for those things. And Rav C is, I go for that thing. So today, he's the Poisek. So that's the more call the Marosha already for that one. He has no right to pass. He can't do that. I mean, each one is a machloekes. They say the derises. So a person comes to me, you know, when he deals with halachas of Shabbos, because Rabbi Rangel is mekel on Shabbos. He goes to Rabbi Rosenbaum when it comes to passing Yom Kippur. Look, that's a chiyuv koras. This is also a chiyuv koras. But for this chiyuv koras, he trusts Rabbi Rangel. But that chiyuv koras, he trusts Rabbi Rosenbaum, not Rabbi Rangel. Because we're angle to machma, let's say, you know. So, and then for third issue of Hilchos Nida, which is also Chiyuv Koras, it goes to the third row. So, who gave him a right to be Mekel Hilchos Nida? So, if you go to the same row, this is the person you're following. You allowed to follow his psak and everything he does, even he's being Mekel Hilchos Nida, which is a Chiyuv Koras.
I don't want to compare it, let's say, to medical advice or something like that. But, you know, we do things like that, sort of in other areas of life.
Again, over here, the question is what empowers me? The question, what empowers me if at the end of the day I'm the one who's deciding, means I'm passing Hilchos Ki of Chorus, the Kula. That's what I'm really doing. So if I'm a person who's Megillah Raw, the Kiddush is all around. Why do you have what gives you a right to listen to me? You don't know, and I'm saying that this is okay. So who gave you right to listen to me? So that's the chiddush of the chiddush in the, that we give the more the musik of going to a place and getting an answer. So you're allowed now to say that I'm allowed to eat in Yom Kippur, or that I'm allowed to do this thing on Shabbos. Maybe it's a chiyuv course. You're allowed to because the rabbi said. But if then they if that that's your head, you come to Shmuel. What do you want from me? I asked the rabbi. I had a chaver told me many years ago. He says it's always important to ask Shilas because the mile is you ask Shilas, you follow what he says. The rabbi burns the Gehenna, not you. That's if it's wrong. You know that's what he said. It's true. I thought it was a great idea once upon a time. But okay. But if that's the chiddush of Psak. But if I don't follow that. I just start deciding how to do it, so then I have I don't have that heter. So now I'm the guy who burns the Gehenna.
Oh, I mean.
No, I am anyway, but it's pleasant.
I mean, according to what you're saying, the problem there is really that you knew in advance, you know, the shitas of the respective rabbanim, right? But if you didn't know, and you say, look, I'm.
And generally, so a person should follow what the other person's not available, but the person's asking multiple people, you get back to the same problem. You know, like what? There's I have five, and so I have five rabbonim, which answer my questions. Possibly, you know, that's possible. But a person, the nature of these things is it becomes very dangerous, from what I've seen.
But, I mean, you also have shilas that aren't really shilas. In other words, it's the halacha is not necessarily controversial. It's more of an information.
Right. Okay.
Thing.
Right. That's not a question of psak. Yeah. But that becomes very hard nowadays because there's so many different opinions and everything. There's nothing straightforward in the halacha. You know. Whenever my shir asks me a shayla, so he always says, "I know the answer. It's a machlok." Yeah. Okay. Says, so you're telling me that you can't follow two opinions when there is stira. Most of Rav Rasharshi. So Rav Rasharshi asked the question. This is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Meister Rav Akiva, which more discusses this issue over there, so Tosafot says over there, that in the case of Suffolk, you're allowed to be marked both ways. This passage is this Gemara over here. Meister Rav Akiva, Shalikat Esrik Be'echad Be'shvat, V'noig Boy Be'ez Yisurim. So Beishamai says that the Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah Lilonis is Aleph Shvat, and Beisilah says it's Tuba Shvat. So what's that relevant? It's relevant in regards to the years of the Shemitah cycle. So we take off different Meisers. So the first and the second year, it's Truma, Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Sheni. The third year, it's Truma, Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Oni. So what was he supposed to do with this? Was it supposed to be Meiser Sheni or supposed to be Meiser Oni? So that changes for Ilonis. That changes by what Rosh Hashanah Ilonis. So Chodesh Hashanah that changes on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So if a person picks an Esrig on Bei Shvat of the third year, going into the third year of the Shemitah cycle, Chodesh Hashanah you take Ma'aser Oni. Chodesh Hashanah you take Ma'aser Sheni. It's not Rosh Hashanah yet. It's still before Rosh Hashanah. So Bekiva was Malakin and Esrig Be'echad B'Shvat, and he did do two Yisurim. He took Meiser twice with a Mamon of Shach. So he took off Meiser Oni and Meiser Sheni. And he said what the Tosafot brings to Beishamai says he did one Meiser Afrosha and he made it Tanai. If Beishamai is right, this is Meiser Oni. If Vasilil is right, this is Meiser Sheni. For them, it's Mechalalit, not the money. It's not Meiser Sheni anymore, it's Chulin. It's either it's Meiser Oni or it's Chulin. They gave it to the Niyim. Then he took the money up to Yerushalayim and he ate it in Yerushalayim. Alternatively, he could have went up to Yerushalayim and give it to Aniyim and Yerushalayim. It would be the same thing. Because it was one Meiser. Because you have, his problem is, the Rishami's problem is because you have a problem of Tevil. That's you can't be mafresh Meiser Sheni or Meiser Oni unless it's tevil. It's tevil to that. So once you took off the hafrosha, you did a hafrosha. So you did a hafrosha. You made it always tevil. You did the wrong thing with it. That's what Tosafot says. You had to do it tonight.
No, I'm saying if you did the wrong thing though, if you were mafresh for the wrong reason, isn't it still tevil?
Pashas, well, Pashas not. I did Hafrosha and I said, I called this Maiserani. Well, really it was Maiserani, but I did the Hafrosha. I'm just acting with it improperly. So, but he did this, he was makbar to do like this. He did like, Echad Kedir Rebbe Shammah, Echad Kedir Rebbe Silo. Now that is a stira to do like that. There's a klima. Why is he doing both shitas? So Mor says, "Rekiva gamrei istapik le b'yada." He had a question about his masera. He wasn't sure. He passed the beisilu. He beisilu bechad b'shvat omer. He bechemesa b'shvat omer. He wasn't sure which one was beisilu's opinion. Was beisilu saying? It was one who said Tu B'Shvat, which way we have Bezalel, or did Bezalel say Echad B'Shvat? Therefore, Ba'ol B'Hachol L'Chum or Ba'Hachol L'Chum, he was Machmer in both.
It's not a
Mishnah. Kiva had his Masara. The first Mishnah wasn't written down there.
Well, he still knew the Mishnah.
He had a subject. What was the right gears in the Mishnah? So Rebbe later on was machriya that this is the right gear. So Rebbe Kiva was masupik. Okay, let's see Rashi. Mavi Okum, Vavam Abeis. About 8 lines up. Shnei Psochim, I think you're right, also the word the loss is in the case that there was 2 places where it needed doors. Shnei Psochim, before Lashem, Mashiach Rabim, Achaz, both ends opened up to the same Mashiach Rabim, so it was a U shape or a Ches shape. The garden set. It gives you the picture, right? That's the Rudal Losses, Mishnei Akwamisa. That's the thing that Rashi's point. There's a delos in each bend, a door in each bend. Trusikim are foolish. Khan Shnei Pilushim, the Rishon Sarabim Yesh. There's 2 places where it opens up to Rishon Sarabim, both ends. Zimur says, that but the Rav says Lochas Katana Kama the boy Delos a Tzuris Pesach. You be Machmor like Rav is considered mafulish, but all you need is a Tzuris Pesach according to Rav. Mor says he did like both. Mor says how can you like both? You have the Brice and then the Brice and Mor says the first just deals with the issue. Who do we pass? The Brice is up with the Loch like Basil. Then it says you can do whatever you want. Baskel come on to Pirkin Shiatsu Baskel Bamer Halacha Basil. Some more later on. We pass like Basil. Rishua Perkazov Bamatsil, you don't rely on a baskel. Okay. And then the Morris says the boy same up. Haroi Talasis the Tani Lava Besham Basilo Dafka Nokat. When he said you want to do like this or like that, it's not to talk about Besham Basilo specifically. It's talking about any Makloikus. I'm sorry. A karka beisilu boil the mevid, because we have little beisilu. We pass the beisilu. I'll put the shartanoi be'alma koi. It's coming to other machloikos. The pligi be'alma that they argue. Besharmili other things. To go in, just comparable to elam machloikos of beisham beisilu. Klar mekeicha the pligi beisham beisilu, but different machlukton. The same way beisham beisilu had multiple machloikos, and you should follow. You can't pick and choose. You have to follow one through. So with all the machlokes, also you have to follow one through. Mar says fine. Mikol Malkim Brisah Mitarta. We understand the Brisah now. But Vekashal and Adoy, the Ovid Kitrei Chumer, the people in Adoy did both Chumers. Why did they do that? So Mar says it's like going like Rav, and Rav Paskins that is kind of foolish. But Rav also Paskins Locha Ketana Kama Lekulo. The answer is Halacha Katana Kama Ben Murin Kain El Kachananya the word of the losses. The Paskin like the Iker Psak is like Chananya. When somebody comes and asks Halacha Lamaisa Shaila, we're Machmer and we tell them to do like Chananya. That's what Halacha Ben Murin Kain would mean. The reasons usually is because they're afraid that people will be mezalzel and abuse the heter, so we're not going to actually pass them like that. So that's what they did. Worse is no. Second teretz, that's mechukah because what Rav held. The Rav held halacha umarin kain or halacha ben marin kain. So how are you going to answer now? If you hold the halacha is the Rav held halacha umarin kain, so Rav holds that you pass in service a pesach, not a delis. Mara says this whole problem is only a case with the Sasha Nadari. Shrei Tanoi, the Pligi, Mar Machmer, Mar Mekel. This Machloikis and one is Machmer, one is Mekel. The time of the Chumre, the Mar, Behai, Havikula, Baduch Tachmita. The approach which we created will generate a Chumre over here. That same approach will generate a Kula somewhere else. Time of the Kula, the Mar, Behai, Havikula, Baduch Tachmita. The same thing the other way around. His Kula will generate a Chumre somewhere else. So man the obi bahanach trade duchti, a person will then approach these two places. Luchumra mikrik seal. That's foolish. The hacha taimahu, the hacha havichumra, the hacha havichul. It's one understanding which will generate different halachas. So if you understand it, miyav time is svirle liyavik kuchumra. If you believe that logic is correct, so follow it. You go to Shedrug and Gurlis, Shomais, the Flieg above the Machosim, the Shedrug and Gurlis, the Shamai, Loy Havach Yisorn, Elam Beschu, this is only considered a concern of two vertebrae missing, Machosim, Kuyach, the Diam and Tamaboyal. It's still Tome. You got me Trevenami, Loy Havach Yisorn, it's not considered a concern of Rukshera. By having time in the Bishamai, Chumro, the Gabi Mace. Bishamai's logic will create a Chumro by Mace. And it'll create a kula when it comes to treifa. But still, the amri chesaron, who it's considered a chesaron, habri chumra legabi treifa. It becomes the case of mace. It's a kula by treifa. It's a chumra. Man the oved by treifa can be silul, and he's machal like by silul by treifa. Who can be shamed by mace, and he's machal like by shamed by mace. Habri ksil. That's foolish. These two things that he's doing are contradiction. Say here it's a chesaron, it's not a chesaron. What is it? Is it a chesaron or not? Okay. Shidduch regardless, gavi tumas oil mace, oil bimace. So now some of the mishnah that did of tumas oil. Kama chesaron b'shidra b'teisim b'tera shidra. What's called you're missing from the shidra? It's no longer a spine which generates tumas oil. Tidra kashar etzim kashar. That's just like a bone the size of a barley corn. Shidra matama b'oil. There's no tumas oil. The same thing with the girl. This gemara mitdeach. Okay, she yotam in the chayv yamus b'farshul b'becharis parashlisha. The more explains how much basil shear is. Avechel osasun chumri adori. The non-esteer, Kagoyan Hocho, the Pligi betray me, the argument, two independent arguments. The Italian betray time, each one has its own logic, why it's so. And the logic behind one does not compel the logic behind the other. So then, Mar Machmer Baha Okum, Mar Machmer Baha Mefulish, he's been machmer on a mavi okum that considered it foolish. He's been machmer by mavi foolish that you need a dallas. There's no steer between the two things. So then Abdina, we could do like that. Rikiva was liquid esug called Elon and curry esug. It's referring to esug is a generic term for any fruits. It was a case where the second year was ending, the third year was starting. So Shana Shnia the Shemitah is Meiser Mishan Mishani. The first and the second year of the Shemitah, that you take off the two ties, you take off the two Meisers you take off are Rishan and Meiser Shani. Vashlish is the third year, Meiser Rishan or Meiser Oni. So he did Echakidim Mishama. The army be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah Ilan. We kvar nichlas to the shlish. Nichlas to the shlish. The kodesh mishnah mitzvah the third year. You take ma'aser on. Echad b'silo damer alchem misha also boy lahavi Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah yet, but da'in shni. It's the second year. Okay. The more he stop it late, well kulei kibe b'silo. But he was only b'silo. He wasn't sure b'silo help. So that he had to be mach. Okay, Yosef Rav Yosef, Tilti Gemara, Kameid Rav Yehuna, Rav Huna. V'yosef v'ka'omer. Rav Yosef is sitting in front of Rav Huna, and sounds like Rav Yosef was talking, and he was saying, "Omer Rav Yehuda Merav." Rav Yehuda quotes the Rav that Machloikis between the Rashi learns between the Tanakam and Chananya, whether how you address a Mavi which is Mefulish. Is a mavi which is mafulish to Rishus Rabin on one side, Rishus on the other side. A machlok is besartia mikan. Besartia mikan. There's a besartia is a Rishus Rabin, a main thoroughfare. So on both ends of the mavi, there's a Rishus Rabin. Or uplati mikan, uplati mikan. Or you have uplati. Uplati was the gathering, was the plaza gathering place. It was also Rishus HaRabim, where everybody would come there to gather. So it wasn't made for the goal. Wasn't to walk to, as a row. The goal was that was the place everybody the Rabin would go to. And this mobi opens up the two platias, or the platia, the same platia. That's where you have machlokes. What do you do? Do you do a Tirus HaPesach? Do you do a Delis, etc.? Avasartir Mikan, you have a main road on one side, you have a Rishus Rabin on one side. Ubika Mikan, you have a Bika, you have a Carmelis on the other end. You have open fields. Ubika Mikan, Ubika Mikan, you have a Bika on both ends. So then, Oysa Tirus HaPesach Mikan, Velechi Bikar Mikan. Even Chananya and Beis Hillel agrees, all you need is a Tirus HaPesach on one end, and a lechi bekar on the other end. Okay, that's what he said. So Mor said, so the phrase is a little bit funny. He says, "Sartu mikano bitu mikano biku mikano biku mikano." If you have a Rishus HaRabim on one side and a biku on one side, we say, "Listen, do a Tirus HaPesach, do a lechi, good enough." And not only that, even in case of a biku and a biku, you do that, of course. Mor says, why are you telling me the case of Biko on both sides? That's obvious. What he meant to say was this. In a case, there's a Sarchi on one side and a Biko on the other side. So, remember, the whole Machlokes was the case where it's a foolish Rishus HaRab. So here it's Mefulish Rishus HaRabim on one side, and it's open, but we're going to say, we're going to judge it as if there's no Rishus HaRabim there. The same way when there's no Rishus HaRabim there, there's no argument. You have to close both ends. So we're also, all you have to do is, you don't have to make a delis. Sarchi Mikan, Obiki Mikan, Nasik, Obiki Mikan, Obiki Mikan. That's good enough. Okay. Something more. Messiah bought Mishmeder of Yehuda. Then Rav Yosef finished off, and he says that Rav Yehuda said, and he didn't say. So this is a quote from Yehuda Amarav. Now we have Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef saying that Rav Yehuda said the following. He didn't say in the name of anybody. Did he mean Rav Yosef? Says, I'm not sure. Rav Yehuda learned by both. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So we have three choices. He heard it from Rav, heard it from Shmuel, and said it himself. But he said, Messiah bought Mishmeder of Yehuda. He ended off with just in Rav Yehuda's name without any attributing it any further. He said the following, so, Rechava, which we use the word Rechav nowadays, I mean the street, but Rechav was used will be used in Masechta Erevin, which is used in the time of Chazal, was an open space. That's the word Rechav means. What it was, that it was an enclosed area, similar to a chatzar, but it was behind the houses, and its main usage was just to store things, etc. It wasn't made for, whereas the chatzar, you find that they would do work in the chatzar, they would go out to the chutzah to grind things and to pulverize things and something they didn't have, but they would have it, having a tanner in the chutzah. The chutzah was for usage, So the Rechava was buying it was more just to go there once in a while to get some. So if I have a situation where I have a Rishus Rama on one end, I have my Chatzeris and I have the Mavi, and the other end of the Mavi it opens into the Rechava. Okay, ain't Saraklum. So then I don't need anything on that. I just need a regular tikkun of the Mavi one end. I don't need source of pasuf. Just need a lachi vikar on one end. That's all I need. So if it opens up into a bika, we're telling me. So then I need to put a source of pasuf on one end and a lachi vikar on the other end. Opens rishus haram on both ends. I'm a machloikus. It opens to rechava, garden it. Okay. Now we're gonna take this statement of this last statement and make a big issue out of it, because this gorda doesn't seem to make sense. Why is it less chomer than a caramelist? Right. So caramelist, you need something. So the more you understand what he was talking about was, Rashi explains it, that there I ran out. Give you the Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Machlokes. The mavuas mafulosh and the Tanakama Chananya. This argument about mavu which is mafulosh, the Tanakama and Chananya, is in a case where you have a sarti on one end of the other, plata on one end of the other. Sarti plata, stay in Shusar Rabim. Can remember it sees a Shabbos. That's more in Shabbos. Either one is a Shusar Rabim. Is that Shusar Rabim? Sarti uplatya. Either one. Sarcha, what is that? There, Chiluk Bnei Adam. That's where the people travel. Flatya is Rechayv. The Shmokim was a wide open area where they put the marketplace where people would gather. Vehecha the Shnei Roshin Mufaloshim Rishusar Rabim who to plegi Paul Chananya Varmer Boy Dallas. In the case where both ends open to Rishusar Rabim, then you need a door. In the case where it opens to Bika. Carmelus, it's the Rabbanon, it's the Rabbanon. So all you need is a source of Pesach. Everybody agrees source of Pesach is enough. The sign of Yosef, Mishmeh of Yehuda, Stoma. Then he quotes Rabbi Yehuda saying, without any attribution, well, appears to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda did not tell Rabbi Yosef, Mimi Kibbol, I see him. Who did he get this from? And he said, you know, Yosef, Mavi Azem, I'm a foolish Rishus Rabbim. So call the Rechava. So now it was open the one end to Rishus Rabbim, and if you look at the picture, it was open on the other end to Rishus Rabbim. So he's saying a bit, very bechidish over here. It opens to both ends to Rishus Rabbim, but it has to travel through a Rechava to get to Rishus Rabbim. So one end is regular Mavi between the Chatzeres, etc., and then there's this Rechava, and it opens into the Rechava. Then if you walk straight through the Rechava, another end, you get to Rishus HaRabim, and it's open to Rishus HaRabim, so it's a foolish Rishus HaRabim. Derech HaRechava Hayom Mavim, a foolish, Shadifritz Kosh HaRechava connected to Rishus HaRabim. There's an opening corresponding to where the Mavi is. There's an opening on the other side of the wall to Rishus HaRabim. So I say, wow, it's open to both ends of Rishus HaRabim. No, the Rechava, it's even encloses it. You don't need the Tikkun of Rishus HaRabim. Rechava heck of chotzer shachuri abatim kari rechava mukevas arba mechitzas. So it's enclosed on four sides. So that's the kula, why it's better than a bika. So what's the chiddush? Of course, it's enclosed. So the chiddush is even though it's open. So it opens into the rechava, and then it opens correspondingly. There's a hole in the rishus rabim wall corresponding to that. So a person standing on one end, he looks through. Sitting on the one in the mummy, looks like he sees other Rishus Rabbim. But since there's a Rechava there, he doesn't need anything. It's Araklum, the Sakanos, the Psicha, Shalzad Rechava, does not need to make any tikkun on the side where the opening is into the Rechava. Al Rishus Mafulosh Rishus Rabbim, Tzarek Lechi, the end which opens into Rishus Rabbim directly needs a Lechi or Kara, Kataras Mavi Sosim, like as if the Mavi is Sosim. Okay, then Rashi says that this is, I tell you, that the other side is open. How do I know that that's pshat? So Rashi explains that it has to be that Shadal is. What exactly is the Chiddush? If the wall is closed, it's a Mavi Sosim. Obviously, it's a Mavi Sosim. What's the Chiddush? But an ifritsa nami rechava connected pierces the mavi because it's connected. It has to be there's an opening in the rechava wall directly across from where the mavi is. She connected, which is a rabbim also lashmin. That's what's coming to tell you. I'm a foolish and delay because we're making the case it's foolish. Diber chavas stuma legamri. It's totally closed. Pshita. Does he memorize? It's totally closed. Okay, let's hold it here.